Ready after the home plate little tackle that Wilson Contreras put on him. He looks no worse for the wear at the moment. 1-1 coming. Donovan took it low. 2-1. Josh Maurer and Lane Grindle with you. Last Friday was the last time Freddie pitched. It was at Baltimore. He was throwing just about all of his pitches for strikes when he needed to. Not quite been the story tonight. Donovan, though, lifts one into straightaway center field. Up into the night sky for Blake Perkins. Few steps back, but camped well in front of the track to make the catch. Two out, and here comes Goldschmidt. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
1-0 Brewers, bottom of the third, and here's Paul Goldschmidt with two out and the bases empty. The way you like to face Goldschmidt, the pitch is a curveball for a strike. He hit it hard his first time, but at the third baseman, Oliver Dunn. Retired 5-3. Freddie's 0-1. Another breaking ball, that a slider that's low. That's the pitch that he really has not landed in the strike zone hardly at all over the first three innings. Thrown a lot of them, but even without his A command, he's been great. 1-1 pitch, strike. There's a slider that he put into the zone, and it's 1-2. Freddie's only walked two batters all season. You heard me right. 1-2 pitch, high and away. 2-2. With the four strikeouts already in this game, Peralta this season has 30 strikeouts against two walks. How good is that? 2-2 pitch. Outside, barely to Goldschmidt. Ooh, good take. 95 miles an hour, another full count. There have been some deep counts worked by these Cardinals hitters. 1-0 Brewers lead. Peralta has the sign. The overhead windup, 3-2. Swung on and fouled back. Threw him a slider, and it's hit well over the screen and into the seats. First year that he has been the opening day guy, and he has pitched like an ace. Early in the season, Freddie Peralta. 3-2 again. Soft ground ball hits a third. Charging in is done. He's got it on the move. Hops and throws, and in time to get Goldschmidt. And that'll retire the side in order for Freddie Peralta. Doing his thing early. We go to the fourth. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
One nothing Brewers. Hey, Wisconsin residents, you can enjoy half-off Brewers tickets at Wisconsin First Fridays. Take advantage, 50% off tickets. Next one is when the Brewers take on these Cardinals May 10th. Brewers.com/WisconsinFridays has all the info. Oliver Dunn to lead off. Then he takes a strike with a Kyle Gibson curveball. We actually do have a home game a week from tonight. That's against the Yankees, but it's not a Wisconsin first Friday. Dunn takes that one in the dirt, 1-1. Brewers are on the road for 7. Going through the National League Central. 3 games against the Cardinals, then 4 in Pittsburgh before the Yankees come to American Family Field. Dunn struck out his first time. 1-1 pitch, down and in near his feet. Hops back out of the way, 2-1. I think this trip's going to be a nice little early season litmus test for the crew. Against a couple of teams they'll be fighting for the division with, no doubt. 2-1 pitch coming. Head on the ground right at the second baseman, Nolan Gorman. Takes a step to his right, scoops it up, and Gorman throws out Dunn for the first out. And that brings up Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, Pirates have come back down to earth a little bit here, but still, I think, a very improved club. And you expect the Cardinals to bounce back from what was, by their standards, a disastrous season a year ago. I think they are better. Want to see a little bit more, though, right?
I think their pitching's probably better. Hoskins takes low. They signed this guy, Kyle Gibson. They gave a lot of money to Sonny Gray, who has been terrific over his first couple of starts after getting healthy. We'll see the old stalwart Miles Michaelis tomorrow. He's still here. 1-0 Brewers in the fourth. Hoskins popped out his first time. The 1-0. Comes in low. It's 2-0. Thing about the Cardinals, they're not used to losing. Last season, Lane, to your point, it's the first time in 16 years they had a losing record.
Yeah.
2-0 pitch. Strike called. Caught the outside corner with a sinker, did Gibson.
I think their offense will definitely be better than it's been so far. And we talked about that off the top of the broadcast. I can't imagine this offense not improving over what it has been.
2-1 is outside on Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. And everything that you say about the season to this point has to be taken with the grain of salt that, hey, we've only really played about a month, not even really a full month. 3-1 pitch. Outside, he walked him. Threw him a sweeper. A lot of respect there from Kyle Gibson to Reese Hoskins, and he gets a free pass. Second handed out by Gibson. Sal Frelick got the other. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
The addition of Gibson, you know, he hasn't put up huge numbers consistently over the course of his career, but what he has done is for the most part stayed healthy and been able to eat innings. And so he can cover a lot of innings for you.
Bryce Terang takes a bit high, ball one. Yeah, and as I said, he won 15 games last year with Baltimore. That's a lot of wins. Bryce Terang grounded out to short his first time on a soft chopper. 1-0 in the fourth with one out. Hoskins a short lead on the pitch. No good. Outside with a cutter. Wilson Contreras held that for the umpire. Phil Cuzzi an extra beat. Thought he might get a strike call. He didn't. 2-0 and now timeout call. Wilson's going to go out and talk to Gibson, who's having a bit of a momentary lapse of command. All mound visits brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening. Just a couple of weeks away, a new era of sports betting. Well, folks, third inning. Brewers got the run on a double by William Contreras. It's the only run of the game, 1-0 Milwaukee. Hoskins at first, one out in the fourth. Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. That's Fleet Farm. Ready to go 2-0, and it's way outside. Fastball missed. It's 3-0 on Bryce Terang. It's sky completely darkened overhead now at Busch Stadium. Big crowd on a Friday night to open the series. 3-0 pitch taken in for a strike. About a 3-0 changeup. You're not throwing your fastball the way you want to. Gibson says, let me try something else. Still a hitter's count. Here it comes. Up and away. He walked him. Ball four is the second consecutive free pass issued by Gibson. Bryce Turan gets the walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin presents it. Up to second goes Hoskins, and it's two on with one out for the designated hitter tonight, Gary Sanchez. Gary grounded out to shortstop last inning. Chance to do damage here in the fourth. Stretch and the pitch. Very high, ball one. He cannot throw any version of his fastball for a strike at the moment. Stride the sinker, that was the cutter. And the 36-year-old is just not commanding it. Infield at double play depth. The 1-0. There's a strike. Went to the breaking ball and he clipped the edge. Around the knees. Well, Gary Sanchez, only three hits thus far this season. 1-1. Called a strike. Another sweeping breaking ball. That was really close to being outside the zone low. But Phil Cuzzi gave the call to the Cardinals, and it's 1-2. Two on and one out. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, could be a double play. Second baseman Fields steps on the bag. Gorman and throws to first. It is a double play, and the inning is over. Now, you figured there with Sanchez up, if Gibson could get a ground ball, it would end the inning, and that's exactly what happened, 4-3. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's still 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers season and tailgate season are in full swing. Get back to the ballpark for Brewers action with all the single game tickets. Can't miss matchups, rivalries, much more. Seats available, brewers.com/tickets. We're home next week. Lars Nootbaar takes outside from Freddy Peralta. We begin the bottom of the fourth in a 1-0 Milwaukee lead. Middle of the order, though, for the Cardinals, trying to change that. Nootbaar, Arenado, and Wilson Contreras. 1-0 coming. Nootbaar lines one to second base. Tough one-hop pick by Turang. What a scoop. And he throws out Nootbaar. One down. That is such a tough pick. It was a sinking one-hop grounder. Nootbaar pulled it, and Turang picked it. He was playing that off to the side lane. That's so difficult. I could tell you, you could try that like 100 times, and maybe you get it in your glove 10 of those 100. What a great play. One out.
It is a phenomenal play.
Nolan Arenado up there. Takes outside, ball one.
We talk about Bryce's hands so often, and that was a big part of that play, of course. But the footwork, the balance, everything. That took everything right there.
Arenado waits, and then he takes inside 2-0.
Hand-eye coordination, incredible. He basically had to play it off to his side because it got on him so quickly. If he tried to play that in front of him, the best he would have done is knock it down.
Yeah, if you did that, you'd almost have to play it like a hockey goalie.
Yeah.
Arenado hit it to Bryce his first time, but he popped out. 2-0 pitch, strike called with a curve.
Those are the plays that sometimes get overlooked. You don't realize how difficult they are unless you're the guy making that play.
Well, and it's big. Think about that. It was leading off the inning with the middle of the order following. 2-1 ripped but foul down the left field line by Arenado into the seats. Got out in front of a slider, 2-2. If Nootbaar is standing on first here, the complexion of the inning looks a lot different. I hope we never take for granted the infield defense the Brewers can play.
Agreed.
2-2. Hit on the ground to third. A play for Oliver Dunn, who scoops it up, moving a step to his left, and he makes a perfect throw across. A couple of ground outs in the inning for Freddie. Oliver Dunn, you might remember, it was a surprise. He made the big league roster to begin the season, the rookie, and he's gotten better and better. It seems like every passing game that he plays at third base. That was semi-routine, if there is such a thing as a hard ground ball to third, that he made it. Now Wilson Contreras swings and misses over a curveball, nothing and one. One nothing Milwaukee. St. Louis has just two base runners. The pitch outside, 1-1. This was the first of them. Wilson Contreras singled back in the second inning. And he was later thrown out at home trying to score on a strikeout pass ball. Trying to score all the way from second base. It was a wild play if you missed it. 1-1 is looped foul right field side. 1-2. Time to get you a safe driving tip. Our friends at Schneider's remind you, distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safely. Bases are empty and two men are out. Peralta's got his sign. And the 1-2 skips in to William Contreras as Wilson watches it go by. 2-2. How weird is that? You got two brothers standing next to each other, essentially, in a major league batter's box. One hitting, one catching. Now that's cool. Freddie into the overhead wind, the 2-2 pitch. Down and away, did he swing? He did not. Threw him a slider, it was close. First base umpire Tony Randazzo says no, so it's a full count. That was 50-50. Now the 3-2. Outside, a rare walk by Freddie Peralta. He yanked a 96-mile-an-hour fastball there, and so it's going to put the tying run at first. Two out in the fourth for Nolan Gorman. First walk of this outing, the third of the entire season issued by Freddie. So Wilson's been aboard twice. William has driven in the game's only run. Nolan Gorman struck out in the second. Stretching the pitch, broken bat, chopper to second base. On a hop, Terang has it. He'll go the short way to second. Gets it there in time for the force out on Wilson, and that ends the inning. Jam job ground ball there for Nolan Gorman. 4-6 on the out, and we've completed four. Freddie Peralta working on another good one. He's got a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in-store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger, offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Brewers lead 1-0. The man who scored that run was Blake Perkins in the third, and he's leading off here in the fifth. Back to describe the action, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Yeah, Perkins with that double back in the third inning. And the pitch from Gibson to him is down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Perkins, of course, with the game-winning hit on Wednesday in that 1-0 thriller over San Diego in the series finale. 1-0 pitch, and Perkins takes a strike. It's 1-1. And has scored the lone run of this game so far, but plenty left in this one, just starting the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1. Perkins, ground ball back up the middle, but Wynn had him played right behind the bag at second. Fields and throws to first, and Perkins is retired. With first out here in the fifth. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Jackson Churio. Flight out to left field back in the third. 0-for-1 today. Had a home run in that three-game series against the Padres. Went 2-for-11 against San Diego. And Gibson's first pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Gibson up over 60 pitches now. That was number 61. He was very efficient early. 0-1 pitch. Churio. Fly ball, but fouling out of play down the first baseline. It's 0-2. I'm going to send out some happy birthdays. We got a big birthday in the Brewers family tonight. Mike Vassallo celebrating his birthday. We were able to celebrate with him with some cake on Wednesday before the crew left town. 0-2 pitch to Churio is a ground ball on the right side of the infield. Gobbled up by the second baseman Gorman. He throws to first. And two quick outs. And that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. Mike, one shy of the big one. Half a century. He's not there yet. Happy birthday, Mike Vassallo. Great media relations senior director for the crew. And we appreciate all he does for us. Frelick 0-for-1 with a walk, and he takes outside. It's 1-0. Also want to say happy birthday to both Kathy and Sue Euchre from earlier this week. They were at the ballpark on Wednesday celebrating. One-oh pitch. Missed outside. Two balls and no strikes.
They saw a good one.
They saw a very good game. That was a fun game. Brewers haven't played as many games like that this year. Felt like all their games were like that a season ago. Gibson looks in. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Frelick. And Sal takes a strike. That was the cut fastball. It's 2-1. Gibson looks like he's got his command dialed back in here. Had some struggles with it in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 to Sal, and he took a strike on the outside edge. That was a good pitch from Gibson. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Freeland. Gibson, long hold. And now the 2-2 pitch. Missed up and away, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count on Sal, hitting 365 over his last 13 games. Started the year just 1-for-13. He's been one of the better Brewer hitters since that time. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, Sal draws the walk and extends the inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And anytime you can get on in front of William Contreras right now, that is a big deal. Passing the baton to Contreras is something every Brewer should be happy to do, and that's what Sal was able to do. And you extend the inning a little bit on Gibson here. First pitch to Contreras, a swing and a miss at a cutter down and away, and it's 0-1. Contreras drove in the game's only run, the RBI double, back in the third. So had the 12-game hitting streak snapped Wednesday. Starts up a new one here today. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Frelick. Matthew Liberatore, the left-hander, is getting loose right now for St. Louis. Former starter that they're using in the bullpen now. A one pitch. Contreras took outside, and it's 1-1. Brewers 11-6 on the year coming into tonight. Sitting atop the NL Central. 1-1. There's a strike, and it's 1-2. A virtual tie between the Brewers and the Cubs right now. Brewers have them by percentages, but in terms of games, a tie. 1-2 pitch, and Contreras took a breaking ball down and away. It's even at 2 apiece. Everybody bunched up still. That's the case in most divisions, with the exception of a handful of teams. White Sox really struggling in the AL Central. Shutout for the 7th time in 19 games. Think about that. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Contreras strikes out, and the inning is over. So a 2-out walk to Frelick, but that's it. Still 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the 5th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
EMJ.
Oh,
1-0, Brewers out in front as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Peralta at 66 pitches. He'll face the bottom third of this Cardinals order. Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, and Victor Scott. First offering to Wynn is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. Wynn with a base hit against Peralta back in the second inning. One of the two hits that Peralta has yielded tonight. A one down and away with a fastball. It's 1-1 on Wynn. Wynn is off to a red hot start this season. 1-1's up and in, two balls and one strike. He is 22 years of age. He's just 5'11", 185. And as we were saying earlier, when you look at him in the box and then see 6'6", Jordan Walker get in the box next, you don't even believe that he's 5'11". He looks even smaller than that. There's a fastball that nailed the bottom of the zone. It's two balls and two strikes. Peralta looking in. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Wynn. And he got him looking. Fastball right at the very bottom of the zone. And he strikes him out again. So Freddy Peralta with his fifth ortho ASAP strikeout. That fastball's been really good tonight for Freddy. Strikeout of the looking variety there. And there's one away for Jordan Walker. First pitch to Walker. Down and away with a fastball. And it's 1-0. Brewers have been very mindful about giving Freddy an extra day or two between starts than the norm. 1-0 is low. It's two balls and no strikes. We've talked about this before. It is not on accident, and it's not on a hunch. The data tells them it benefits Freddy greatly. 2-0 pitch. High fly ball, deep left center field. Perkins retreating. He's settling two steps in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Got the crowd excited here at Busch Stadium, but the ballpark held it by plenty. It was hit to one of the deeper parts of the park. And Perkins in cruise control out there in center had it all the way. So Walker flies out to center. And now here's Victor Scott, the second. Peralta brings home the first pitch to Scott. It's a ground ball to short. Gobbled up by Adames. Throws to first in time. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Freddy Peralta in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. 1-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. All Brewers games are on sale now. Get any ticket for any game all season long, including all new giveaway games, theme nights, and community nights, Wisconsin First Fridays, and every big-time matchup. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn. Better
products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
One nothing Brewers as we go to the sixth inning. And the sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Ray Pren from Milwaukee is our contestant.
And the jackpot currently at $300, Ray. If a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, that's yours to Woodman's Food Markets. Willie Adames, first pitch in there from Gibson, a strike and it's 0-1. Of course, if the Brewers hit more than one home run, each additional home run is worth $100. 0-1 to Adames. Lined into left, that's going to drop in there for a base hit for Willie. So a good start to the sixth for the crew. Just the third hit of the game for the Brewers and just the fifth hit overall in this game. So leadoff man is aboard. As the first time tonight that's happened for either team. And now here's Oliver Dunn, who's 0 for 2, strikeout and a ground out. Adames gets his lead from first. And the pitch. And Dunn took a strike. And it's 0-1. Dunn's average sitting at 233 with a home run and four driven in. Gibson nearing the end of his day. 0-1 is low. One ball and one strike. There was action in the bullpen in the top of the fifth inning, but Gibson was able to get through that top of the fifth. And now he's earned the sixth, and the action has ceased for the time being out in that St. Louis pen. Willie gets his lead from first. Gibson's 1-1 to Dunn. He's up and in, two balls and one strike. Reese Hoskins in the on-deck circle. A chilly night here in St. Louis, but a pleasant night to play. Jacket weather for sure. Not a lot of wind. 2-1. Dunn took high. It's three balls and one strike. And there's that command that Gibson was struggling with in the fourth inning with the sinker starting to show back up again. And a very friendly count right here for the left-handed hitting Dunn. And he hits this one into shallow center. Racing in is Scott. He's going to get underneath of it to make the catch for the first down. One away for Reese Hoskins. Well, it's always good to get back to baseball season and all the other spring cleaning things that come along with it. You got to dust off the lawn furniture, clean up the grill, of course, and then you got to load that grill up with a great tasting sausage from Usinger's. It is not a game without tailgating. It's not tailgating without Usinger's. Here's Hoskins. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Adames able to get in there with the right foot before the tag was applied by Nolan Gorman. And the Cardinals waiting to see if they want to take a look at this. It looked like the throw beat Willie there, but he got to the outside part of the bag with that right foot. And that is his second stolen base of the year. And there will be no challenge from Ollie Marmol. And for every Brewers stolen base, Delta Dental and Delta Vision donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Two great plans and one name you trust. 0-1 here on Hoskins. Big 90 feet there from Adames. And Reese swings on it, fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-2. Stolen base number 25 on the season for the Brewers. They have used the stolen base to their advantage this year.
They pick great spots.
They really do. Gibson, long hold. Now the pitch. Way outside. It's one ball and two strikes. I still go back to Wednesday's win.
Mm-hmm.
In all the things, the Abner Ribe play in the eighth, the Perkins base hit, Terang getting the hit, the stolen base by Terang is of equal importance to everything that went down. 1-2. Down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes on Hoskins. Takes a single, turns it into a double. Brewers trying to get something across here in the top of the sixth. 2-2 to Hoskins. Popped him up. This one on the left side of the infield in foul territory. Arenado coming into foul territory to make the catch in front of the Brewers dugout for the second out. So two down now, and it'll be up to Bryce Terang. Terang 0-for-1 with a walk. He's had a great start to the year. Had just one hit in that Padres series, but it was an important one. They were just referencing it coming in the bottom of the eighth inning. And he scored the only run of that game. Pitch is down in the dirt. Scoots away from Wilson Contreras, but he blocked it up the third baseline. So Adames stays put at second. It's one ball and no strikes on Bryce. Gary Sanchez in the on-deck circle. A 1-0 Brewers lead. Action has begun again in that Cardinals bullpen. A righty up now. 1-0 is way inside. Two balls and no strikes. Giovanni Gallegos getting loose in the Cardinals spin. Gibson is nearing 90 pitches. This is going to be number 89 right here to Terang. Looks at Adames in the pitch. Ground ball on the right side. Fielded by Gorman. A couple of feet from the bag. And he tosses it to Goldschmidt to retire Terang. And the inning is over. Pitcher's duel in St. Louis, just like we had in Milwaukee on Wednesday so far. It's 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Dive into a world of relaxation and serenity with Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin. Take a moment to explore their collection, from artisan pipes to fragrant incense, each item curated to elevate your senses. Immerse yourself in the smooth satisfaction of their disposable nicotine cartridges, on sale now for $18.99. They'll even elevate your experience by ordering special request items from their trusted wholesalers. So unwind, relax, and indulge at Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Podcast.
One nothing Brewers. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Freddie Peralta back out there. In the top of the order for the Cardinals, Brendan Donovan. And he takes a little bit low with a fastball. It's 1-0. Donovan is 0-for-2 tonight. A strikeout swinging and a flyout back in the third. One-oh pitch. He missed inside. That was the slider. It's two balls and no strikes. Freddie not quite at 80 pitches yet. Sixth inning, definitely his. 2-0. High fly ball, deep right center field. Perkins on the run. Perkins still on the run. He reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track. Churio is headed back there as well, but it was Perkins all the way. And the ease in which he gets back there and makes those catches is really impressive. It doesn't even feel like Perkins has a pulse. He just nonchalant about it. Big first out for Freddie here in the sixth. And now here's Paul Goldschmidt. First pitch to him, slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, the amazing thing about watching Perkins, it always feels like he knows exactly where he is in relation to the wall.
He is underappreciated. A one swing and a miss at a changeup down and in. And it's 0-2. That was a really good changeup that time from Freddie, down and in on a righty. And he's got Goldschmidt behind in the count. 0-2 pitch. And he just missed down and away. I don't know how Goldschmidt takes that pitch on 0-2. One ball and two strikes on the veteran first baseman. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball. 93 on the outside edge. And strikeout number six for Freddie Peralta. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two away for Lars Nootbaar. Well, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers, two orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Nootbaar takes a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. Nootbaar is 0-2. He's hit it on the ground both times tonight. Freddie's 0-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. It's 0-2. Freddie looking as good as he's looked at any point tonight. Really mixing it up with that slider and that changeup. Fastball's been good all night long. 0-2. This is lined into left. This will be extra bases for Nootbaar. Over there to cut it off quickly is Frelick. And now Nootbaar has to put on the brakes. Boy, Sal Frelick, what a great job to get to that ball and hold Nootbaar to a long single. That looked like it was a for sure double off the bat. But Sal got to it so quickly. And Nootbaar, who had made a very aggressive turn at first, he was thinking two out of the box as well, had to hold with a single, and that could be a big 90 feet. So here's Arenado seeing Peralta for a third time tonight. Big matchup right here. The pitch is a little bit low with that fastball. He is not getting that low strike from Phil Cuzzi tonight. It's 1-0. Dangerous part of this Cardinals lineup. Historically, at least. 1-0. There's a strike with a fastball on the inside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. Nootbaar at first with two outs. Peralta working from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch down in the dirt. What a stop by Contreras. It was a slider in the dirt. He backhanded it and picked it and avoided a wild pitch that would have gotten Nootbaar to second. Two balls and one strike on Arenado. 1-0 Brewers lead in the bottom of the sixth. Freddie looks in. And now instead he'll toss to first and Nootbaar back in time. Action has begun in the Brewers bullpen. And now Contreras and Adames are going to visit with Freddie here. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Trevor McGill getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Good to have him back. Couple of outings with AAA Nashville on rehab. Freddie would like to make him sit back down and just get the final out of the sixth on his own. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. Changeup's been a really good pitch for him here in this sixth inning. He fooled Arenado with that one. Two balls and two strikes on the Cardinals' third baseman. Peralta, the pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded by Terang. He does not have a play anywhere. Has to eat the baseball. It was on the left side of the second base bag. It was really incredible that Terang was even able to get to it. He was able to get to it and keep the ball on the infield, but he did not have a play. He was not going to have a play at first with his momentum carrying him out towards left field. And nobody at second base to cover because Willie's trying to make his way over there from the left side of the infield. It's really ridiculous he got to that ball at all.
Yeah, and the reality of it is, I think Willy Adames could have gotten to it, and he would have had a throw to first base the way his momentum was going. That's a rare spot where the range might have actually cost Bryce Terang, as impressive as it was. He went so far cutting in front of Willy.
It was a real slow roller, and so if it gets to Willy, it's probably a close play at first. Now, Arenado's not the fleetest of foot, and with Willie's arm strength, maybe you got a shot. But as it is, it's first and second. Chris Hook out for a visit to the mound, brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. A new era of sports betting coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Grand opening coming in May. And now, big moment in this game. Freddy Peralta probably getting close to the end of his days at 90 pitches, and he's got perhaps the most productive Cardinals hitter to this point in the season, Wilson Contreras, at the plate. He has not been retired by Peralta tonight. First pitch to him is down with a slider. It's 1-0. So a 1-0 Brewers lead, but the Cardinals with a real two-out threat here in the bottom of the sixth. Freddie looks in. 1-0 pitch. Up and in. With a fastball at 92, it's 2-0. And now a dangerous count to a dangerous hitter. So two really quick outs here in the sixth, and it looked like Freddie was going to cruise through another inning. Now just trying to fight his way through it and put up a zero. 2-0 pitch. Down in the dirt. Another good stop by William Contreras. It's 3-0 on Wilson. You've got the lefty Nolan Gorman in the on-deck circle for St. Louis. Big moment in this game right here. Peralta, the 3-0 pitch. Contreras took down and away, and he walked him. So the bases will be loaded. Second walk of the night by Freddie. Solid single into left, and the infield single by Arenado. And now a walk to Contreras. And Gorman will be the batter. And Pat Murphy looking on in the dugout. He's going to roll with his starter and give him a shot to get out of this inning. He does have McGill ready in that bullpen, but this is about Freddy Peralta right now. Pitch to Gorman. Missed down and away with a changeup. It's 1-0. This is your ace. This is the guy that has been your most consistent starting pitcher and one of the better ones in the league this year so far. Swing and a miss. Swung through a fastball middle in 94. It's 1-1. Love the confidence Pat Murphy is showing in Freddie right here. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the net. It's 1-2, and Peralta strike away from getting out of this jam. Base is full of birds in the bottom of the sixth with two outs. And a guy that has had so much success against the Brewers in his young career at the plate, Nolan Gorman. He's 0-2 tonight, though, against Peralta. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup, and it's 2-2. Newt Barr at third, Arenado at second, Contreras at first, and a two-ball, two-strike count on Gorman. Peralta brings home the pitch. Missed high, and the count is full. There's nowhere to put him. In a 1-0 game, there is nowhere to put Gorman. And the crowd here at Busch Stadium, they sense the moment. They're all getting to their feet. It is a big crowd on a Friday night in St. Louis. And they recognize the enormity of this moment. Three balls, two strikes. Peralta wheels back towards second, and back to the bag goes Arenado. As loud as it's been at any point tonight, right now. Three-two pitch.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elevated a fastball at 94. Freddy Peralta, been there, done that, veteran. And he acted like one to get himself out of a jam in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh. Brewers with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, next Brewers giveaway is that City Connect tumbler. First 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game against the Yankees. Coming up on Saturday, April 27th. That's presented by Quick Trip. That'll be fun. Gary Sanchez leads off the seventh. It's a 1-0 Brewers lead. Gallegos takes over on the mound for the Cardinals. And taking over on the mic, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Giovanni Gallegos. And he delivers a strike with a slider to Gary. Kyle Gibson finished after six innings. He was very good, just not quite as good as Freddy Peralta. 1-0 Brewers. Gary's grounded out twice. Once into a double play. Takes in the dirt here with a slider, 1-1. Gibson threw 89 pitches. Seven men reached. Three hits and four walks, but only one of those scored. Could be a hard luck loser. Then now Gallegos with a 1-1. Up and in, 2-1. Giovanni Gallegos, who at times has been a closer. This is the seventh year he's been a member of the Cardinals. We've seen him a lot. Already his ninth appearance of the year, 2-0. And he delivers a strike with a slider, 2-2. Couple of wins over his first eight outings, a 5.14 earned run average. He does have a save, does Giovanni Gallegos. And he'll face the bottom third of the order with Perkins and Churio scheduled to follow Sanchez. Brewers open attack on here. 1-0 ball game. The 2-2. Strike three called. Fastball right over the outside corner, knee high. And Sanchez frozen with the bat on his shoulder. Good start for Gallegos. Would appear that Freddy Peralta's last pitch of the night was that strikeout of Nolan Gorman that just stranded the bases loaded. Bullpen activity has changed, and now that appears to be Elvis Piguero getting loose instead of Trevor McGill. Blake Perkins takes a strike over the outside corner. Perkins has scored the lone run of the night. He doubled back in the third, and William Contreras doubled him in. 1-for-2 is Blake. The 0-1. Hit on the ground softly, fouled back to the backstop. It's nothing in two. So Peguero for the bottom of the seventh. After Freddy Peralta threw exactly 100 pitches to get through six scoreless. One out, the bases are empty. Gallegos with an 0-2. Perkins takes up and away. Well, we hope you're enjoying. Happy start to your weekend, wherever you might be. Josh and Lane here from Busch Stadium. Game one of three between the Brewers and the Cardinals this weekend. First meeting of the year between the rivals. 1-2 pitch lined in a right field. In comes Jordan Walker. He goes into a dive and he can't get it. He trapped it. He's on the grass. And so Perkins takes off for second base and the throw is not in time. A hustle double.